Good morning, saints. A young man named John received a parrot as a gift. This parrot had a very bad attitude and even a worse vocabulary. Every word out of this bird's mouth was rude, obnoxious, and laced with profanity. John tried and tried to change the bird's attitude by consistently saying only polite words, playing soft music, and anything else he could think of to clean up the bird's vocabulary. Finally, John was fed up, and he yelled at the parrot, and the parrot yelled back. John, in desperation, grabbed the bird and put him in the freezer. For a few minutes, the parrot squawked, kicked, and screamed. Then suddenly, there was total quiet. Not a peep was heard for over a minute. Fearing that he'd hurt the parrot, John quickly opened the door to the freezer. The parrot calmly stepped out and perched on John's outstretched arm and said, "I believe I may have offended you with my rude language and actions. I'm sincerely remorseful for my inappropriate transgressions, and I fully intend to do everything I can to correct my rude and unforgivable behavior." John was stunned at the change in the bird's attitude. And he was about to ask the parrot what had made such a dramatic change in his behavior. The bird continued, "May I ask what the turkey did?" I laughed so hard when I heard this. This was a turning point in the life of the parrot, who decided to repent. Now I want you to think about your life's turning points. Times when, for better or worse, your life was turned around. Moving out and beginning life on your own. Falling in love and walking down the aisle. Hearing your baby's cry for the first time. Words or actions that hurt another person and changed that relationship. Graduation. Beginning your first job. A long-time dream finally realized. Moving to a new country or a new city. Failure of your business or the loss of your job. Your divorce. A successful accomplishment that was so significant and meaningful to you. Lying in a hospital bed. Going to AA or Al-Anon for the first time. Your role as caretaker for a loved one, a family member. Sitting in a funeral home. The list, of course, could go on and on. Life's turning points for better or worse. It seems that our lives are a series of turning points. We could all tell our stories and share our spiritual journeys of our life's turning points. With each turning point, we see ourselves, we see others, and we see the world differently. Boy, that was so true with the birth of our first daughter. We moved in a different direction. However, what each turning point has in common is Jesus' invitation to follow him. A friend of mine has written his personal biography highlighting his turning points. And at each of his life's turning points, he writes about often experiencing a God wink. A God wink. An invitation to become more the man God has created and calls him to be. This is exactly what Jesus did in today's gospel. He invites Peter, Andrew, James, and John to follow him and says, I will make you. Jesus makes us and our faith community into more of who we are truly meant to be. And we begin to recognize our true selves and our true calling. In today's gospel, we hear it in Jesus' words. And he says, really, only two pithy things. Repent and follow me. Now, I don't know about you, but when I hear the word repent, I always think of what is now an old image of a scruffy guy on the street holding up a sign, repent, the end is near. And of course, I roll my eyes and huff dismissively. Or, as one author puts it, when we hear the word repentance, we often think, uh-oh, somebody's been bad. Somebody better change their evil ways. My mother used to say to me, be sure your sins will find you out. Quoting from the Old Testament book of Numbers, chapter 32, verse 23. And repentance can indeed mean that for many folks. And it actually needs to have that very focus. Well, here's a second story about my mother. It's okay, she's in heaven, she'll forgive me. When I was a teenager, my mother would stretch out her arm and wiggle her finger like this. And she would say to me, as if she were talking to the dog and not to me, his name was Spunky. Spunky, Becky's being naughty. And of course, in our family, David and I, all we have to do is this to one another and to our daughters and friends. Spunky, Becky's being naughty. Well, so repentance, of course, also means so much more than my mother's funny way of confronting me about my behavior. The Hebrew word repent is pronounced shov. It means to turn back, to return, to a dependence on God. Repentance is more than a moral change. It's a life change. It's a turning point. Look at the circumstances of your life. What may be the turning point you face today? What's happening? Somewhere in your life today may be a turning point in a place of repentance. Maybe you know exactly what it is. It's popped into your mind. Maybe you don't see it, and maybe you've closed your eyes to it. It is here, and so is Jesus, calling, longing, inviting you to be the person God has created and calls you to be. This morning, Jesus stands here saying, follow me, I want you. Amen.